You didn't remind me, Benny. We turn to our catechism question, or indeed questions for this morning, questions 55 and 56, which deals with the sixth commandment. Which is the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill. What is forbidden in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment forbids the taking away of our own life, or the life of our neighbour unjustly, or whatever tends to it. I suppose this is a very important command, not only important and vital in itself, but I suppose primarily that we live in a country, when we think of the first part of the answer of the second question, the sixth commandment forbids the taking away of our own life, that in this country, hundreds of people every year commit suicide. And it's one of those rarely spoken about issues. We constantly hear of road deaths and the accidents on the roads that lead to some, I think it's less than 300 on average a year. But there's much more death because of suicide in this country. And I suppose when we come to that subject of taking of our own life, we first of all must say that this is forbidden under God's law. Nobody has the right to take their own life. I am not denying that people obviously are brought to the end of themselves. But the reason that they are is because, I would suggest, in many cases, I'm not going to make any blanket judgment, because there has been forgotten in our society. I don't want to bring attention to the individuals. The problem is not primarily or just with the individuals. The problem is with our society. A society who has 600 to 800, I think, I don't know the exact figures, every year, people committing suicide, really should set the alarm bells in our society. It really should make us wonder, what is wrong with our country? What is wrong with this nation that people feel the only solution is to take away their lives? There was a song that was very popular back in the 80s, the 70s and 80s, I think, that was with a program called MASH, and the words went, suicide is painless. And what a deception. What a deception. Because we know, certainly from a biblical point of view, that the ending of life in this world is only the beginning of life in the world to come, whether that be in the blessedness of heaven or in the banishment of hell. The sixth commandment forbids. It's a sin. It's a sin to take away our own life. I think probably all of us in this room know, or at least know of, somebody who has taken their own life. I know of a number of people over the years who have taken their own life. Not only is it a sin, but I would say it's something very sad. It should fill us with sadness that people would feel the need to take away their own life. In the account of the Philippian jailer in Acts 16, as the jailer was going to kill himself, Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. But not only suicide is addressed in this question, but also the act of taking somebody else's life, or the life of our neighbour unjustly. Genesis 9 verse 6 says, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. This is another problem we have in our society. the value of life has been demeaned in this way as well. You see, you'll notice in the question here, in the answer, it says, or the life of our neighbor unjustly. There is just cause to take life, even human life, but not in an unjust way. And I would suggest to you that the value of human life has been demeaned in our society by the removal of the death penalty. And I do not think that it's a coincidence that the increase in suicide over the years and the putting away of the death penalty are both symptoms of a problem with our country. Human life, I only heard during the week of somebody of a 16-year-old, and they kept referring to him as a boy. A boy took the life of a 50-year-old man. He went and got a Magnum revolver, and they referred to him as a boy. I don't think somebody who gets a revolver and puts it to somebody and shoots the man dead should be referred to in this sort of way. Oh, he's only a boy. And he got 7 years, and he didn't even say in prison, detention. Now, I'm not trying to be self-righteous regarding the boy. The problem I see is not with the boy, primarily. The problem is with our country. It undervalues human life. And the reason it does that is it undervalues the Creator. Because God is the one who gave us life. We have no right to take my life and no right to take anybody else's life. Why? Because God gave the life. The only exception is, and this is under God's law, is when somebody has committed murder, they are justly to be put to death. Because the only payment for a life taken is for a life, is for the life that took the other life to be taken as well. But then thirdly, not just the outward acts or the final act, but even whatever tends to it or connected with it. We were talking to a lady at breakfast yesterday morning, and Joe said to her, was trying to quiz her, was she a sinner? And he says, have you ever hated anybody? Have you ever, you know, been really angry with somebody to the point of hating them? He was trying to expose her heart to the reality that she was breaking a breaker of the commandments. I'm not sure how successful any of us were in trying to get through to her. We left her a copy of Ultimate Questions by John Blanchard. Mary is her name. Keep her in your prayers that she will read that booklet. But it's not just the outward or the final action of taking the life. It's even whatever tends to it or leads up to it. Therefore, Proverbs 24:11 says that therefore forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death. In other words, if you don't actively do those things that will prevent death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not. In other words, if you give these, you know, false excuses, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Finally, I would say in application of this, not to evangelize is a breaking of the sixth commandment. Isn't it? To not evangelize is to kill somebody in a far greater way than taking their present life away. Paul could say that he was free from the blood of men because he had faithfully preached the gospel to them. If we're not evangelizing, we are breaking the sixth commandment. So it's not just, let's not see the sixth commandment as just in the outward bare form of taking a life in the final act of physical homicide or suicide. No, it should affect every part. And this is the value of the moral law. It affects so much more than the outward actions that some people only attribute to them. It's the very foundation of everything, because God is the giver of life. Therefore, we are not just not to kill. We are to promote physical life, and we are to promote eternal life. Our country will inevitably go down the road of abortion on demand. It will be one of the final expressions of the depravity of our nation. And then, followed shortly after that, will be euthanasia, where the old people who we don't want, you know, to be hassled with or too expensive, we'll just put them to sleep like a dog. The problem is not so much with the individuals. The problem is with our nation. And as we even prayed last week, confessing the sins of our nation. These are the sins we partake in as part of this country, who has called good evil and evil good. May God help us to not only not break the outward form of this commandment, but in every way to promote the positive command of keeping life and promoting life.